Okay, so to start the second session here.
我们开始下半堂课。
We're talking about being encouraged and how that encouragement comes from the Word of God.
我们刚刚在讲说，我们受到鼓励，而这个鼓励是来自于上帝的话语。
But in the context of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it's talking about people getting together and encouraging each other with the Word of God.
我们在希伯来书十章二十五节讲的是说，我们大家聚集在一起，而我们互相的鼓励，而那个鼓励是来自于上帝的话。
And even though the words "word of God," for example, don't appear in Hebrews 10:25, we know the context has to be the word of God. See, it says that exhort. Actually, we have the word exhort, but really that means encourage. See, it says that we get together. If you look through it very quickly.You get together to encourage one another. Now, it's not saying encourage with the word of God.
好，在这边的英文的翻译啊，就是希伯来书十章二十五节说，我们聚集在一起，而我们呢鼓励彼此鼓励。
But we know that it has to be the word of God that encourages us, because this is the only thing we can get real, true encouragement from.
所以这个地方呢，它其实并没有讲说是经由神的话语来鼓励。或彼此鼓励，但是呢，我们知道这个鼓励必定是来自于神的话语。
The word of God is the answers to every problem in life.
因为神的话语是我们所有的生命中的问题的解答。
It provides us our purpose for living.
而且呢，它提供了我们对于我们活着的一个目的。
Once you have your purpose in life, we mentioned the personal sense of destiny.Once you know your personal sense of destiny from the Word of God, then it gives you the directions how to get there.
当我们呢感受到我们的生命的一个目标，我们的一个命定的时候呢，我们就会对我们的人生的目的会很清楚。
Okay, we have this word again. This is problem-solving device number 6.
我们在这个解决问题的方法的第六个方法呢，就是你的个人的对于你自己的命定的一个觉知。
It's very encouraging to know that you have a purpose and a meaning in life.
而这是让我们非常的觉得很兴奋，很受鼓励的，就是说我们的人生是有目的的。
A lot of people have depression or they just feel so lost in the world and even to the point of committing suicide because they have no purpose in life.
很多人他们会非常的低潮哈的原因都是因为他们不知道他们人生是有目的的。
Okay, and just to skip back where we were before we went to break in Hebrews 10:23, see, we have the word faith. Let us hold fast. In English it says the profession of our faith, but really what it means, hold fast to the word of God.Hold fast means hold on to it. Don't let it go.
好，所以呢，在我们再回到这个希伯来书十章二十三节说呢，让我们呢紧握着我们的信心。
Okay, now remember, faith is doctrine. Doctrine is a synonym for faith. Synonym means it's the same thing. So your faith comes from doctrine. Therefore, your faith is doctrine or doctrine. What we're learning now, this is your faith.
我们要了解哈，就所谓信心是什么？信心就等于圣经的教义啊，这两句话基本上是一样的。因为呢，我们的信心是来自了解圣经教义，而圣经教义就等于是信心。
Just ask yourself the question, what do I believe?
就问你自己一个问题：我相信什么
？And you could say, well, I believe that God is in His heaven.
你可以说，我相信。上帝是在天堂。
Where did that come from? Where did that concept that God is in heaven? Where did that come from?
上帝就在天堂，这个想法哪来的呢？
If we didn't have the word of God, whether it's in a book form or somebody telling you that God was in his heaven, we would never know that.
如果我们不曾经在圣经里学到说上帝在天堂，我们怎么会知道上帝在天堂？
Now the Bible does say that, you know, because of nature, you know, nature proves God's existence.But people make up all kinds of ideas about where nature can come from.
那我们呢？虽然有学过说这个整个大自然是上帝创造的， 但实际上也有很多人会去有其他种说法，说大整个世界大自然是怎么被创造出来的。
See, again, nature proves the existence of God.
而再来一遍，大自然是一个上帝存在的一个证明。
But if you grew up believing in maybe this, some fake gods or some fake kind of a concept that created the universe, you would believe that. That becomes your faith.
但是如果你从小在长大的过程中呢，因为相信了一些这个假神，而 你就学习到说，哎，这个上帝，那个假神是创造这个大自然的神，那你就可能会相信那一套啊。
Ask yourself another question. Say, how do I get to heaven?
那你就问你自己另外一个问题了，我如何能够上天堂？
And you say, well, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior. That's why I go to heaven.
那你就会回答说，耶稣基督是我的救主，我因着耶稣基督，所以我可相信耶稣基督，所以我上天堂。
That is your faith.
这就是你的信心。
And where did that come from?
这个信心哪里来的？
Well, yeah, it might have been told you by an evangelist or pastor, but obviously it came from the Bible. It comes from doctrine.
也许这是某些传教士教你的，但是呢，不论怎么样，这传教士也是从这个我们的圣经经义里面学习到的。
And for example, now I just mentioned the personal sense of destiny. That's your purpose, a clear understanding of your purpose in life.
刚才 Tim 呢也在讲解说我们个人对于命定的一个感知，那这个呢也是我们从这个圣经里学来的。
And so that becomes a part of your faith. You know in your mind, you understand very clearly and you believe that God has a purpose in your life.
而因为你相信了这些，你相信了我们是有一个人生命定的目的而在这个世界上存活着的时候，你就已经开始建立了你的这方面的信心。
And obviously that needs to be broken down into details. Exactly what is God's purpose for your life and how do you achieve that?
当然我们还要再把这样子的一个概念呢更细节的去理解到底神对我们的计划是什么。
And that's where you need to get into serious Bible studies.
这就是为什么我们需要长时间的学习这个圣经的经义。
Because there are a lot of details relating to your purpose in life and a lot of details relating to how to achieve that.
因为有非常多的细节才去需要去了解，就是我们的人生目的是什么，同时如何去达到这些人生的目的。
For example, over the last few months, I've been looking at the angelic conflict, the angelic appeal trial, and then just recently about Noah.
而就像我们这几个月来从这个天使的征战里面去，还有一直学习到诺亚的故事。
These are the details that you need to know about, which become a part of your faith. This is your system of faith that you're developing.
那这些呢，都是所谓的那些细节，我们需要去学习的。而这些细节都成就了我们脑中、我们魂里面对整个世界的一个信心。
This is your faith, but it comes from doctrine. So really, it is doctrine. It's doctrine in your soul. That is your faith.
所以呢，这些圣经教义进入我们的魂里，它成为我们的信心。
And I've taught before, especially when I was in China, about the doctrine of faith and how we really closely see the relationship. There are many, many verses in scripture always using the noun faith. And many times, if you put the word doctrine where it says faith, it fits.
所以我们要了解说，每次我们讲到这个圣经教义，你若把它转成一个信心这两个字，或把信心这个字换成圣经教义，其实在这些我们的教学的内容里面都是完全是符合的。
Just to give you a quick example now, see, well, we're looking at Hebrews chapter 10, but let's skip over to Hebrews chapter 11.
好，我们给你很一个简单的一个例子。好，我们如果到希伯来书的11章来瞧瞧。
Okay, and then it starts off in verse 1. Now faith, and this whole chapter is talking about faith.
而希伯来书的11章呢，整个一章都在谈信心。
And it starts off. Now in English, they have the word substance here, hypostasis. Okay, so you got faith, shin, right, which is your belief. It's the core. We say the central core of what you hope for. But hope for here means confidence. It's everything that you believe.
好，所以呢，在这个这一句经句在讲说呢，信呢就是对所期待的事情，尤其是那个核心的事情，好，是你可以去想象的。
See, whenever you have the word hope, almost every time you have this word elpis, you can see the word here in the verb form elpisomen here, but this is elpis. Elpis means absolute confidence.
那我们这个希腊文里面讲的这个字呢叫 elpis 呢，希腊文的 elpis 其实是你100%的有这个信心的，有信任的，有就是你100%相信、
no、doubt.
就完全没有任何的疑虑的。
For example, when we talk about Jesus Christ being the hope of our salvation, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you should have no doubt about your salvation.
好，就比如说我们讲说耶稣基督是我们的这个救恩的信希望，那这个希望就是百分之百你无所疑虑的事情的一个期待，无所疑虑的期待就是叫做这种 hope。这种希望。
And actually, this word, elpis, they should not translate it as hope, because hope means that usually there's an element of doubt. So that's why the kernel would like to translate absolute confidence.
这个字呢，希腊文在这边哦，被翻成 hope, H-O-P-E 呢，其实是不对的。因为我们平常讲说 hope, I hope so, 就我希望的时候，其实是带着一点点的那种没有信心的希望。那所以呢，我们上校牧师呢，他喜欢把它翻译成百分之百的确信。
Okay, so I'll put that up here. Absolute confidence. See, almost every Bible in English, they like to translate it hope, but I say, elpis does not mean hope. So you should cross that out. And in your Bibles, you could write an absolute 100%No doubt, confidence, whatever. You know, there's no doubts.
How to say it again?
Elpis.
Elpis. 就这个 Elpis, 希腊文 Elpis, 哈，其实在几乎所有的英文翻译里都被翻成 hope, H-O-P-E。但是呢，这是 hope 这个字在英文里是比较没有确信的信心的希望。所以呢，上校牧师都是把它翻译成绝对的确信。那是一种百分之百的信心。
Yeah, this is why if you meet Christians, for example, and they might express they believed in Jesus Christ, and you could say, well, so now you know you're going to heaven, right? And he says, well, I hope so. You know, then he doesn't understand, really. If he says, I hope so, and he's already placed his faith in Jesus Christ, he does not understand eternal security.
就是如果有一个人呢，他说哦，我现在是基督徒了，然后你跟他说哦，那你要去将来会去天堂了，然后那个人说 I hope so, 就说哦，我希望。那如果他这样讲的话，就代表他实在不太了解，因为他不是很确信他可以去天堂。但实际上，你只要相信耶稣基督，你就确信是 elpis 一定会能够去天堂。
Right. Now getting back to Hebrews 11:1, it's talking about that faith is the substance.Here we have the word pistis. Faith, the doctrine, gives you the hope. That's what this verse is saying. This confidence, absolute confidence is coming from doctrine, from the word of God. Just to keep it simple. Your hope, that's elpis, comes from faith, which is doctrine.
所以呢，重点，这个我们所信的呢，的所有的信心，其实都是来自于我们的圣经教义。
And then it says here, the evidence of things not seen.
而那个证明的事情呢，那是对未见之事的一个确认，就是在没有看到却已经有了的一个确认。
See, some people have this idea that faith is believing in something you cannot see.
有些人会认为就是说你的信是来自于你看不见的东西，你就对他有信心了。
And that's why they say, well, yeah, Christians can believe in God. You can't see God, so they have to have faith to see God.
就是说，比如说，人家讲说这个基督徒看不见神，所以他必须对神要有信心。
But our faith does not come from a vacuum. We don't just make up this idea we want to believe in God.
但是我们要知道哦，我们的信绝对不是自己说无中生有的去自己想象出一个神来的。
I think it's is it 2 Corinthians 5:7? It says we walk by faith and not by what we see.
在哥林多后书
chapter 5, verse 7,
第五章第七节有讲到说， 我们呢是跟随着信心而走，而不是凭眼睛所见。
Okay, and here we see our friend pistis again, the word that they translate as faith. See, elpis is the one we have, they translate hope.
Oh, right.
But this is pistis, which is faith. But the two work together. That's what these verses are telling us. Okay, so here we have pistis, which they translate as faith. But faith, or doctrine, we should really translate it as doctrine for our purposes.And doctrine or faith builds elpis, builds hope, sorry, confidence.
好，所以我们要再来确认一件事，就是说呢，信心等于圣经教义，而圣经教义的信心可以让我们建造我们对所有神的一切的一个信念。
So your confidence, your hope comes from.Faith, which is the Bible. But you know, we say what we believe is our faith. What we believe comes from the Bible, and what we believe gives us confidence.
我们相信的是来自于我们的信心。我们的信心是来自于圣经的教义。
You should be putting this all together in your mind. It sounds confusing, but really it's not. It's quite a simple, it should be a simple concept.
所以其实这几件事情好像听起来有点在绕口令哦，但实际上这个事情是一个非常清楚的逻辑。
Maybe I'm not explaining it too clearly. But yeah, again, I'm trying to get you to see the concept that, for example, confidence, like confidence that we go to heaven when we die, it comes from the word of God.
像我们说我们对于会死后会去天堂我们是充满信心的而这个信心的来由是因为我们学习从圣经教义里学习到了这件事
So what that means the more you study the word of God the more confidence you have
所以呢你越是用功的读神的话语那你的信心就会越大
And that's very encouraging
这是让人觉得很受鼓励的
So like in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says we walk, meaning walking in our spiritual lives, making decisions, creating actions in your life, from faith, from doctrine.
好，所以呢，我们看这个哥林多后书五章七节呢，说我们的行事呢，一切呢都是靠着信心，也就是靠着我圣经的教义。
And not by sight, not by the things that you see.
而不是因为用眼睛所看到的来决定。
But that's just one verse, which is an example to show us, again, that you know, we're living by the word of God. See, walking by faith, we're living...
So it's the same thing as there's a sentence Jesus says, the one did not see and believe is lucky, has a fortune,
something like that.
Is blessed.
That's right.
So, same thing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Actually saying we should believe, have the confidence with doctrine.
I think it's in John 11:40. Mm-hmm. It says, if you believe, you will see the great things of God. Mm-hmm. 40. Yeah.
约翰福音11章40节也有提到就是说
If you believe, you will see the mighty things of God.
如果你相信你将会看到神的大能。
See, a lot of people are saying, well, if I see miracles, then I will believe. But Jesus said, no, truly the ones that are blessed are the ones who believe without seeing the miracles.
就是因为圣经约翰福音里面讲说很多人说啊我要看见我才会相信然后耶稣跟他们讲说不你没有看见就相信的你是有福的。
Okay. And because you're just trusting in the authority of the word of God, you're saying, I don't need to see these miracles. God has given me his word, and this is far more easier. It's actually easier to understand God through his book, that this is his thinking, than to try to make up things from what we see around us or from our experience.
所以这边的重点是在于说我们要去相信神给的权柄给我们的这些话语给我们的这些知识给我们的这些智慧甚于我们要在世界上看见一些事情然后一定要创造看得到的那个事情就是他的那个圣经教义所教导的是远胜于我们在世上所看见的
And if you're basing your Christian life on the experiences you have the things you see the way you feel sometimes you're going to be deceived
因为你如果要因着世上所见的你才相信的时候你很容易就可以被仇敌所欺骗
You can be deceived by your own emotions
你可能会被你自己个人的情绪或情感所欺骗。
You can be deceived by your sin nature.
也可能被你个人的这个罪性所欺骗。
You can be deceived by the cosmic system.
你也可能被这个属世的这个系统所欺骗。
You can be deceived even personally by Satan's angels. You know, they can create miracles and they can do weird things as well.
你甚至可以被撒旦他的那一群堕落天使们所欺骗，因为他们是可以创造非常多奇迹的。
But one place that Satan cannot reach into to deceive you is in the Word of God. But it has to be taught properly, so that's why we emphasize doctrine.
而唯一呢不能够被这个撒旦所搅扰的是神的话语，而但神的话语必须要被正确的教导。
There's a lot of pastors, they don't know how to teach the word of God properly. They can be deceived or they're using a bad translation or something, you know.
而有一些这个对圣经不够 真正了解的这些牧师，他在教导了这个圣经的话语的时候做了错误的教导，或者是被一个很不好的翻译，就是圣经教育被翻译的不好，圣经被翻错了，那都可能会让撒旦有机会介入而 来欺骗我们。
So that's why we always emphasize doctrine, which is really the concept of taking the word of God and teaching it properly in the way that it's supposed to be taught.So when I say doctrine, you know, I can say the Bible or the Word of God, but we like to emphasize doctrine because that emphasizes that it's being taught properly,
okay.
Step by step.
所以我们有的时候不是光是讲说圣经而已，我们要讲说圣经教义，因为呢，这圣经教义是要被经由正确的教导，才能够让它显现出对我们上帝话语的信实的了解。
Okay, and then if you understand that concept, that you know, our faith, this is what we believe, it's coming from doctrine, then you can read a passage like 2 Corinthians 5, 7, and it makes more sense.
所以我们要了解就是信心来自于神的这个神的话语的圣经教义的话呢，你可以再回来看看哥林多后书的五章，这边会讲得非常清楚。
See, we're walking by faith, in this case meaning what we believe, which is the doctrine that we're learning, and not by sight, or not by your experiences, and not by what other people are telling you.
所以呢，我们行事是靠着信心，也就是靠着对圣经教义的了解和确信，而不是因着我们所见所闻的这些生活经验，这才是我们真正信心和行事该有的原则。
Okay, now let's go back to Hebrews 11, sorry.
Okay. 那我们再来看看希伯来书的11章第一节。
See, faith, again, this is the doctrine that you're learning. That becomes the substance, that's the core, the whole body of everything that you have confidence in. It gives you that confidence.
好，所以我们这边要来好好仔细读这个，就是说这个信心，这个 faith, 信心也就是说呢，就是圣经教义，是我们呢所有应该说期待的事情的最真实的那个内涵。
And the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, we can't see God, we can't see His plan, we can't see this personal sense of destiny. These are things that we don't see, but we understand them through thinking.
而呢，这些这个很有真正有内涵的这些事情呢，它其实呢，就是那些我们其实从肉眼无法真正看到的那些上帝的计划，上帝他真正的一些他要让我们知道的事情的确据，就说你不要去靠你眼睛所见、肉眼所见，你要去靠圣经教义的教导来行事。
And it's like when Noah, for example, because we're talking about Noah now, when Noah was given these promises from God and these commands from God, he had to do this based on, we say, on his faith, but on what God was telling him. This is the doctrine that was in Noah's soul.
所以就像诺亚他当时被神要求要去准备那些洪水来之前要准备的事情的时候，他其实并未看到洪水，他能够会有信心去这样做是因着神给他的话语，是神告诉他要这样做的。
For example, Noah had heard the gospel message probably as a young boy, and he believed, see, he knew from what he had heard that there would be a savior to come in the future, and he placed his faith in the savior.
就像他诺亚在小的时候呢，他就被教导说，在未来将会有人类 的这个救救赎者，他会来到。
And then he would have been learning a lot of other things. Remember from his grandparents or maybe his father, we had Methuselah and Enoch, great believers, teaching Noah.
而他呢，是从他的祖父、曾祖父等等的这些人是 的口语传达，学习到了这个神的话语，也就是圣经的教义。
And then God, for example, he said to Noah, I'm going to flood the earth and you're going to have to build a boat. And Noah believed that God was going to flood the earth.
而呢神告诉诺亚说我将会这个让洪水淹没世界你必须要盖一个方舟。那诺亚呢他当然相信了他一直有的一直都在相信的神的话语。
And Noah understood the reason. He understood the angelic infiltration. He saw what was going on, and he realized that God had to save humanity.
而诺亚呢，也知道这一切呢，是因着这个天使的介入、渗入哈，所以他知道说，上帝是必须这么做的，他必须要救我们人类的后裔。
He wasn't just thinking, "Well, this sounds like some crazy idea," but I guess if God tells me I have to do it, I've got to do it.
他并没有觉得说这些是什么疯狂的想法，只是因为上帝叫他做，他就这样做。他不是，他是真的非常了解来龙去脉的。
And then we get down, and just to use Noah as the example, so Hebrews 11:7, and actually you see from verse 1, by faith, all of these people are understanding these things. You can read through this by yourself, but always the word is pistis.
所以我们应该要把希伯来书十一章全部每一节都读下去，他都提到说要因着信，我们应该要怎么样，怎么样，怎么样。
Okay, remember this faith, this is what they heard, this is the word of God. So by the word of God, Noah was warned by God of the things he hadn't seen.
所以我们看第七节，就说 by the faith, 就是诺亚因着信，我们就可以说诺亚因着上帝圣经教义，圣经教义呢，他呢就被神呢警告。
This faith, the word of God came to Noah, warning him about what was going to happen.
他说，所以诺亚因着信，就是因着神教导的话语，当他蒙神警示，他从未见过的事，他就是敬畏的去准备了方舟。
For us as well, you know, we understand by the word of God what we're supposed to do with our lives.
就像我们呢，也因着信，我们因着神的话语，教导我们应该要怎么样去过我们的日子。
Yeah, we understand God's plan in our life and what God expects from us and how we can change.
我们因着相信神给我们的计划以及神对我们生命的期待，所以我们应该要做一些什么样的改变。
Okay, so that marks the end of another session. We're just running out of time again, so we'll come back again at 3:10, I guess.
好，我们3:10再回来。